coach on the road, taking you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got one of the legends of the game. I'm going to let him introduce himself, Mr. Greedy Sizemore.
That's me. Yeah.
How we doing?
I'm doing good.
So, you know, it's been a while. You know, you've been on the coach show, I think, about 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago. So, I mean, what have you been doing since them days?
Since I was done playing, just spent time with the family. Spent a lot of time at home just watching the kids grow up. The last 2 years got back into coaching, so, still trying to get my feet wet here and just get back into the game.
So what is this coaching experience like for you?
It's been fun so far. You know, I enjoy just being around and helping any way I can, just working with the guys and just trying to get back a little bit.
Well, you know, I've been coach college ball, scouted 5 major league teams, been in the game 40 plus years. I just can't turn this game away. Have you found that fire kindling back in you?
Yeah, I find that the urge to compete doesn't really go away. I still love the game. I miss competing, so I got to channel that somehow.
So do you? You sometimes find that urge to put on that uniform and think you can still get out there and do it?
I don't find the urge to put the uniform on, but you'll see me sneak in the cage when no one's around and take some hacks here and there. But I still enjoy just going out there and shagging and hitting. But I am happy kind of working with the guys and trying to start that next chapter.
So it brought that youth back out of you.
I still feel old. No, I don't have. There's no youth left. So that's all gone. But I guess again, I still, like I said, I like being in the dugout, watching these guys compete, and just helping out any way I can.
So it's a different era of game today. I mean, how much has it changed from when the days you played?
Yeah, I don't know that the game's changed a whole lot. I think there's definitely more information. So you're dealing with a lot more information. You're processing that and trying to get that to the players so they can put that on the field. But the game itself, you still play the same way. I think it's just, players change over the years, but I still feel like I'm not far enough removed from the game or the players to not really relate to what's going on. So I feel like it's been kind of an easy transition as far as that goes. It's just trying to, learn these players and build trust and just try to, like you said, try to find spots where you can make an impact.
Well, you said I haven't changed that much. I'm kind of a little bit old school, but not old school, and it's analytics today. I don't understand nothing about this athletics.
Yeah, fortunately, I try to stay away from a lot of it. I stick to what I know, and that's just kind of coaching the guys on the field, watching the game and giving my feedback from just the on-field stuff. But, all that information is good. You try to sort it out and use what you can and try to gain from it. But, bottom line, it comes down to playing between the lines.
So, now you're working with the hitters and teaching them the game. You got that urge to be a manager one day?
I don't know. I want to make an impact. I enjoy working with guys, and I enjoy just like the interactions and just the back and forth, and trying to teach them what I know and trying to learn from them as well. So mm-hmm. I think I'm trying to learn from these coaches here, trying to learn from these players, and just like I said, any way I can make an impact on the game or guys, whatever it is, whether it's offensive, defensive, on the bases, just trying to find spots to put my stamp on it and just help out.
Do you find yourself going home sometimes just challenged? I got to get with this new game from when I played.
I welcome it. I'm still, like I said, there's some stuff that I have to learn. Overall, it's the same game. I feel like that. So it's one thing that's familiar. It's coming to the park every day, putting on a uniform, and competing, and that hasn't changed. So, in a lot of ways, I feel right where I left off. But like I said, just in a different uniform, a different team, and just kind of with a different goal, and that's helping these guys try to get wins and doing it from the bench and not from the field.
So, what about your legacy?
I don't think much about that. I enjoy working with guys. I think there's, I do miss the game. I miss playing. But, if there's one thing that I enjoy, other than playing, it's, helping a guy out and seeing it translate on the field. That's a good feeling. So I just try to feed that and make an impact where I can. And I am enjoying it. We got a good group of guys that are working hard and trying to get better. So that's all I'm trying to do.
You find this body getting reacquainted with all this traveling that you forgot about.
I thought I didn't have to be in this in good shape to coach, but I find real quick that I'm out of shape and that it's harder than it looks. So I'm trying to catch up and get back into it. But again, it's been fun. I'm enjoying the ride and just excited to see where it takes me next.
All right, last two questions. I mean, coming out of retirement, quote unquote, so to speak, have you rekindled your fan base?
You know, fortunately, not a lot of people know me. I feel like I go under the radar. I can kind of hide, and you know, I see some fans here and there, but it's been pretty quiet. So it's been an easy transition.
Okay, so it's been a number of years, but take us back to that day when you got that call you were going to the big leagues. You walked in that locker room for the very first time.
Yeah.
I saw your uniform hanging up. Take us back to that day.
You know, it's tough. I don't really remember walking in the locker room that day. You know, what I remember was getting the call the night before. I was in AAA, and my dad was there.
Mm-hmm.
He just happened to be in town, and so we kind of got the news together, and we drove up from Buffalo to Cleveland that next morning. And I remember that drive, just kind of relaxing and seeing the smile on his face. That's really what I remember. I don't really remember walking the clubhouse that day, but I do remember. You know, it was a good group of guys. They made me feel welcome and fit right in. So I was lucky.
Dad was like my boy going to the big leagues.
Yeah, it was exciting. Yeah, that's what I remember the most. It was just that the night before and that drive up.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry. No, I was excited.
He cried. Dad cried.
I don't think so. No, Dad's not a crier.
What about Mama? I know Mama.
I don't think she cried. I think they were just excited.
No, you know Mama cried. All the Mama.
If she did, I didn't see it. She wasn't there. Okay. But she did. She kept it from me.
Mama, he ain't gonna let us know you cried. Coach reminiscing with the great Grady Sizemore. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Man, it's been a long
time. To see more videos like this, hit that subscribe button.
We talked about later on in his life, and he was saying about how young men don't play baseball. We had that conversation. So, yeah, he'd be honored about what you're doing and having this league and trying to have more interest for, you know, African-Americans playing baseball. Because I heard it was like 6%. And there are a lot of talented, you know, African-American players out there. They really are.
And give you a for that dedication service.
All right. That sounds good.